Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, 6:35. This is Austin Hill in the Morning. It's the Faith Radio Network. Still to come, raising secure daughters and confident sons. Boy, we can't have enough secure daughters and confident sons. Author Glenn Stanton joins us into the second hour of this episode to talk about his latest book on the subject. Also, we'll have more to say about what sense we can make, if any, about the chaos and uncertainty surrounding the federal Obamacare initiative and the taxpayer-funded subsidies that a lot of people are relying on to acquire health insurance. All this and more just ahead here on Austin Hill in the Morning. With all the news coverage as of late over the invasion of children and adults alike from Latin America at the U.S.-Mexico border and what to do with these people who are impoverished and endangered. How about those who are already in our country? How about our fellow Americans who are endangering one another? It's quite a problem in our country, especially in the region of Chicago, Illinois, surrounding urban inner city violence. I want you to listen to this audio. This is commonplace. This is everyday kind of stuff, if you will. This comes to us from WLS-TV, ABC 7 News in Chicago just the other day. Roll it.
The gunman was reportedly armed with an automatic weapon. So let's get the latest on this from Eyewitness News reporter Jessica D'Onofrio in Chicago Heights.
Alan, police tell me they are interviewing witnesses and trying to come up with leads, but so far, no one is in custody. Latricia Bell says her 23-year-old son, Daniel Washington, was playing dice with his two cousins when shots rang out last night on the corner of Division and Concord in Chicago Heights. She says she saw at least four men get out of a car and spray bullets down the block. Her son was shot twice in the leg and is recovering. His 23-year-old cousin is in serious condition with multiple bullet wounds. The other cousin, an 18-year-old, was grazed in the head.
It was a nice neighborhood. It was. But now, I just don't know.
It was a nice neighborhood, but now we just don't know. It seems to be a common refrain in Chicago and other urban epicenters around the country. Joining us to talk about it, a man who is at the epicenter of it all, longstanding media personality in the Chicagoland area. He is the pastor of a church in the suburb of Oak Park. Cisco Cotto is on the guest line. Cisco Cotto, welcome to our program of the Faith Radio Network. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Austin. It's great to be with you today.
Good to talk to you. Listen, that news audio there, that's very common stuff for you. You have reported the news in the Chicago area. Now you are a pastor serving a congregation. Give us your perspective on this problem that has been present for a long time in the Chicago area, but is getting worse.
Yeah, listening to that clip, that really is the everyday in certain neighborhoods here in Chicago. You have, and I just want everyone listening to sort of imagine this. You're a parent of young children. You live in a neighborhood, not necessarily because you want to, but because genuinely it's all that you can afford. You just can't move. And every day, regardless of what those kids are doing, whether they're playing out the front yard or they're walking to or from school or they're even laying in their bed at night in their house sleeping, no matter what those kids are doing, they might get hit by a stray bullet. I mean, the fear that's going on in these families, the uncertainty, I mean, it's a war zone in a lot of these neighborhoods. And the police say they're doing everything they can. The parents aren't so sure, and they just wish that there was some way that they could live in a safe neighborhood.
Cisco Cotto, with all the national news attention having been paid to the plight of illegal immigrants coming into our border and the big debate, which is a worthy debate, I would argue. Gosh, do we respond to this from a legalistic, enforce the border laws sort of approach, or do we respond to this as a humanitarian crisis? I would argue that both of those issues are valid. But with all the national emphasis on this, is the plight of one of our nation's largest, oldest cities kind of being ignored in your view?
Well, every day, whether it's here locally, obviously there's media who are covering it. Nationally, I mean, you're hearing about it. People all around the world are hearing about this. My wife and I were recently in the United Kingdom, and in both Scotland and England, we had people asking us, what's going on with that violence in Chicago?
I mean, really?
It's, Yeah, it's widely reported, and I hope that the leaders in Chicago, Mayor Emanuel and others, know this, that that's the reputation that Chicago is getting all around the world. You're really seeing, and I notice this as a believer in Christ, you are seeing in many respects the limits of what people can accomplish outside of Christ. You're seeing the limits of secular government. You're seeing the limits of secular methods to control a situation like this. I recently gathered with a bunch of pastors, and these are pastors from dangerous neighborhoods and safe neighborhoods and even pastors from the suburbs. We gathered in downtown Chicago, and we just prayed for what was going on in this city, realizing it's spiritual warfare, realizing that this is so beyond anything that men and women can just handle on their own. We gathered together to pray. And I want you to know, Austin, this wasn't a pray, you know, like we do sometimes before dinner, you know, where sometimes it can seem like a throwaway prayer. Mm. These are men crying out to God, begging God to work a miracle in these neighborhoods. Because we just acknowledged, without God doing something big, there's just nothing people are going to be able to do to fix it.
Very interesting. Cisco Cotto, he is the pastor of a church in the Chicago area. He's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network as he's giving us his perspective, some insight as to this rising tide of violence and murderous behavior in that city. Your church, give us an idea, Cisco, how your church is positioned to respond to inner city Chicago.
We are in a really unique position in that we are not in one of the neighborhoods that's really dealing with this violence, but we are just blocks away. We are less than a quarter of a mile away. And so we're not engaged in the everyday of literally having to figure out, okay, how are we gonna dodge stray bullets? We're not involved in that. But we are involved with people who, whether it's Sunday morning or for other events, are leaving the neighborhood looking for some respite, looking for prayer, looking for some sort of support in what they're doing. And as I mentioned earlier, I mean, churches are, you're sort of limited when you're in the middle of a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of limited in what you can do. I don't have that kind of training. I don't have the ability to go in and try to handle it from a police standpoint. So what we do is boots on the ground, helping people understand that God, even in the midst of this war zone, God is there, and we have to trust him and beg him to change something. That's what we've been doing as a church, which, if you don't understand the power of God, that seems very inadequate. But then when you grasp what God can really do, you realize ultimately that's really the only thing that you can hold on to.
Cisco Cotto, give us an idea of who the warring factions are. And maybe it's so duplicitous, maybe there's so many warring factions here that you can't really spell it out. But again, as we see news headlines, as we talk about broad-based current events in our world, the tension between Israel and the Palestinians. Well, that's very complex, but you can wrap your minds around it. How do we understand who's at war with whom in the Chicago area and the war that's leading all this violence? Who's sniping at who?
It's a lot of gangs who are fighting over drug turf. That's not the only way to describe it, but that is a big part of what's going on. Gangs who are making millions of dollars selling drugs, and if someone is in any way encroaching on their territory, their way of handling it is not, hey, let's get on the phone and have a talk, or let's go and grab a cup of coffee and see how we can work this out, or even let's go get lawyers, obviously, because you're dealing with illegal activity. Their way of handling it is get a gun, find the person, and shoot them to end the problem. So it really is gang warfare that's going on, and that's where the violence is coming from. The greater, sort of larger issue is how life has just been devalued in our wider culture, and it's really being seen in some of these neighborhoods, so that one person can say, hey, that guy is making it so I can't sell the cocaine or the marijuana that I want to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to take care of this. Boom. I mean, and the answer is I'll just shoot that guy, and then the problem goes away.
Let's talk further in just moments. Pastor Cisco Cotto from Chicago on our guest line as we talk about Christians responding to urban inner city violence. It is ground zero there in Chicago. We'll continue in just a moment. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. It's 6:45. This is Austin Hill in the Morning. That's the program. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. Still to come, secure daughters, confident sons. We'll talk about raising children in a world gone awry with author Glenn Stanton. That's just ahead. Also, what to do without federally taxpayer-funded Obamacare subsidies. Some folks may have to figure out how to get along without that, given court rulings yesterday. Cisco Cotto is a pastor in the Chicago area. He's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network, talking about the hopelessness that surrounds that city right now. Cisco, what has emerged when you and other clergy from the Chicago area gather, recognizing that all the government programs and all the secular efforts, if you will, to try to stem the violence, they have failed, and we are wholly reliant on God to save us. What has come about as a result of being in that state and people gathering to call on Him?
Well, you using the word hopelessness, that very much describes the situation as a lot of people see it. Random shootings, kids, practically every day, a child being randomly shot by a stray bullet, a child killed because some gang member was upset at another gang member. That creates just the deepest sort of hopelessness that anyone can imagine when a parent is stuck in that situation and can't get their kids out of that situation. And so when we gather as pastors to pray fervently for God to do something in these neighborhoods, and then we go back and we talk to people who are experiencing this violence on a daily basis, what we can explain to them is we are praying to God, and He is our ultimate hope. Ultimately, He's the only person who can really give us any hope. And as you can imagine, it's tough for people who have been stuck in this situation for a long time. They feel like God has forgotten them or God doesn't care about them. And so that's when we, as a large group of pastors from all around Chicagoland, get to say to them, no, we are united and wanting to let you know, we care about you, God cares about you, we are praying for this situation, and there is hope. And so some people respond to that positively, and they start to grasp the hope of God. And there are others, and I understand why it's so tough, there are others who are a bit more skeptical about whether or not God is really actually even thinking about them, much less caring about them.
What would you want your fellow Americans, your fellow Christians around the United States of America to do in response to this news?
There are wider cultural trends that I think often when we talk about these problems, it can seem as though we're pointing fingers, as though we're looking down, as though people who are in these neighborhoods have somehow created their own situation. You know, mm-hmm. It is their fault. And that allows some of us to stay disconnected from it because we say, well, you know, it's their own fault is what some people say overtly and some people kind of say in their mind. I think all around the country, people need to realize, Christians need to realize that just like we are called to pray for Christian believers in Muslim countries who fear for their lives each and every day, we also have to pray, regardless of where you're listening to this broadcast. You need to pray. We beg you to pray for people here in Chicago who, just like that believer in a Muslim country, is living in a dangerous place, not because they want to, not because they don't wish that they could move somewhere else, but because of finances, lack of resources, they're unable to get out of the situation. I just ask you, that's the one thing that everyone can do, is they can pray, and we treat that like a throwaway, Austin. You know, is that, well, I can't do anything else, so I guess I'll pray. But when we pray, we're calling on the greatest resource any of us could ever imagine to ask for help in a situation. So there's no way for anyone to send money. There's no way for anyone to, I guess they could move to Chicago and try to get involved, but obviously most people can't do that. But every single one of us can just pray for these violence-plagued communities and just beg God to do something to heal it.
Pastor Cisco Cotto, he's from the Chicago area of Oak Park. Pastor, thanks so much for joining us. It's good to hear your voice again. We'll look forward to being in touch again soon. We'll make sure to post links on our blog page to your church website and to your blog, and we'll be back in touch again soon, and we'll be praying. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. It's great to have you talking about something so important.
6:53, this is Austin Hill in the Morning. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. Our program continues in moments.
Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.